more absent these days in our life and in our world than hope. It is practically impossible to go through a day without coming in contact with someone in desperate need of just a little hope. The person that is struggling with cancer, the wife who has lost a husband, the abused child, all these folks need hope. The victim who suffers because of a senseless crime, the man who does not know from where his next meal will come, the addict who cannot overcome his or her habit, all these need hope. You see, our list could go on and on today. Part of being human beings means being vulnerable to the tragedies of life. It is the unfortunate but searing reality that a byproduct of a life can sometimes be a feeling of hopelessness. An offering of hope can be one of the greatest gifts that you could possibly give to a hurting person. In the midst of this complex apocalyptic writing, and that's what the book of Revelation is, it's the doctrine of last things. That's what apocalyptic means. It's the doctrine of last things. With all of its symbolism and all of its mystery, there is a very real theme in the book of Revelation, and that is the hope that Jesus Christ offers in the midst of a hopeless people. John, the author of Revelation, and his audience must have needed hope. From his description, they were victims of persecution because of their Christianity. He consistently encourages them regarding their suffering and need for perseverance. In our passage today, John greets his audience, which are the seven churches in Asia, with a reminder of their common bond, and that common bond is Jesus Christ. And he recaptures his attributes in a doxology. Jesus is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of all the earth. It is Jesus who loves us, who frees us, and makes us part of His kingdom of priests. John then reminds them of a key element in the book of Revelation, the parousia, or the coming of the Christ. He reminds them that it is Jesus who will come and everyone will see Him, even those that crucified Him, even those that hurt Him the most. Everyone will be able to see Him. For the churches to whom John wrote, this must have been an incredible message of hope that day. Although things might seem hopeless in this world, God has made a promise, and when God fulfills that promise, it will affect the change and change all people. It will affect and change all people, not just some, but all. On the other side of their difficult situation, there was the constant promise of hope from God the Father. Oh, what a powerful promise that is. The wonder and the power of God does not stop at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, aren't we glad it doesn't? What would happen if it stopped at the resurrection? We would have no more hope. That would be it. You see, there is still part of God's promise that God will fulfill. Although it is true that we do not live in the same kind of persecution that John and his contemporaries experienced here in the book of Revelation, the same hope that offered comfort, though, to John should also offer comfort to you and I. Whatever situation or hardships that we endure in this world, God promises to deliver us. He promises that we are not without hope. You see, the hope that we have is that promise is a wonderful gift that we, you and I, have as Christians. I am reminded of an elderly lady who passed away from a congregation that I served many years ago. Her life and her death were hard and painful. She had gone through more in her life than most, but because of her devotion as a Christian, she had hope in the promise of God, and knew that on the other side of her pain, there was something to be hopeful about. I can remember being at her bedside several times, and she suffered with bone cancer in the end, and she was very painful. She'd be in a lot of pain. And I would be there, and I would just kind of hold her hand. I'd sit down on one side, and they would be working with her on the other just to talk with her. And she'd say, if you'll just sit right here and let me look at your face. And I said, oh, Lord, I hope you want to find something that looks better than that to look at today. And it'd make her, just to make her laugh, and to make kind of, we'd have a lot of fun. But it was something that gave us both a little bit of hope to try to bring comfort in a time of pain. There's always hope. She knew she was dying, and she had her life together, finally in the end. But her life had been a hard life. It had been a tough life. Her funeral was one of the sweetest ceremonies in which I have ever had the honor to participate. You see, from her story, I learned a very valuable lesson in hope. With Jesus Christ, there is something to be hopeful about. You see, that story is not over for you and I today. Oh, there's more to come. And it's going to be oh so very good. There's more to come. That's the promise that we have. That's the hope that we find in knowing Him. So whatever is wrong, whatever has happened, however bad our week may be, whatever's going on in our life, just like the book that Vicki read this morning, the little story. You know, there's lots of things in this world that come our way that we don't quite understand. There are days that we get up and we just don't feel the best in the world, do we? There are days that we just feel wonderful. There are some times that we just think, oh, geez, would this phone quit ringing? I feel like throwing it out the window once in a while when I'm going down the road. Just all kinds of things, you know, that happen. I'm like, you know, and no offense to anybody in here this morning, but when I look at it sometime, I'll think, because your name pops up. Do I answer it or not? But I think, yeah, I got to. So it's a quick thought. Sometimes I think, I can't deal with that today because I know what it is. Sometimes it's family, and I can't deal with that today. I know what it is. I don't want to answer that one. We all have those days, but we also have that promise that comes in knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that is our hope in the bad and in the good and in the indifferent, in the things that we don't quite understand, in the things that we don't have an answer for, in the things that only God has an answer for. That is why we are asked each and every day of our life to give up our life each and every day. Take up Jesus' cross and follow Him. It's not an easy thing to be asked to do, because in doing so, we know that we are going to suffer. We're going to have pain. We're going to have sorrow. But we're also going to have a new life. And we can have a joyous time. So this day, I invite you this morning to find a hymnal. And I want you to open it to 591. And I want you to know that as you come and sing this song this morning, I want you to sing it with, to know that Jesus rescues the perishing, He cares for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save. That it is in Him that we find our hope. Know that our altar is always open, and know that you can come. Would you stand as we sing hymn number 591?